Stop 10 is where the trail transitions from the woodland to a different habitat. Take a deep breath for a sensory check here. Does the air feel breezy? Hot and humid? Refreshing? Does it smell different from the woods? Where do you think you are heading? You are at the edge of the salt marsh again. Do you recognize its combination of smells? Can you tease out the odor of organic decomposition? The tangy, salty air? Another classic scent of Cape Cod is bayberry. This native shrub grows 3 to 8 feet tall, thrives in poor, sandy soil, and tolerates salt spray. Its tiny blue fruits have a grayish-white, waxy coating that is used to make scented candles and soap. The leaves are also aromatic. On your right near the marker, there are some 3 to 4 foot tall bayberry shrubs. Reach over and rub one or more oval leaves between your fingers to release the scent. In August or September, you can feel one of the small, hard fruits that grow along the twig below the leaves. Do you like the smell of bayberry? Beyond the bayberries, fringing the marsh and goose pond, Phragmites rustle in the wind. With its distinctive feathery plumes, Phragmites, or giant reed, is the largest member of the grass family in New England, growing up to 12 feet high. Both native and non-native species of Phragmites occur in New England. The Phragmites at Wellfleet Bay are introduced species which rapidly colonizes disturbed sites. Although it provides protective cover to some animals of the marsh, it tends to be invasive. Red-winged blackbirds nest in the Phragmites next to Goose Pond on the left. As you walk on the boardwalk to Goose Pond, be prepared. Sometimes the male birds squawk and swoop near people because they are defending nearby nests.
With your back to marker 10, turn toward 3 o'clock and follow the vegetative edge on the right. In about 45 feet, you will feel the transition from packed trail to boardwalk. The 5-foot-wide boardwalk has a tow rail on both sides. Find the tow rail on the right side of the boardwalk and follow it for another 48 feet. Where the path angles to the right, the tow rail ends and is replaced with a 4-foot-tall fence with a wide hand railing. Follow the railing to marker 11, which is affixed to the railing at the corner. When you find marker 11, press 11.